Leirandav, Tadik Beis, Amid Aleph, around 13 lines from the bottom, the Gemara Darshan's Apostolic, Ve'ek Re'eho Li Bachamisha Osa Koset. I purchased it for myself, Bachamisha Osa Koset. The Pasuk in Hosea, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yosodek, Ein Kira Loloshin Mechira, means to acquire the transaction of acquiring, Shenema Bekivri Yasher Korisi Li. So now we know the translation of the first word, Bekreho, I purchased it. Rabbi Nishom is speaking. Bachamisha also, Zeh Tesvov Benissen. This is Tesvov Benissen. Shaboy Nigalu Yisrael Mimitrayim. In Tesvov Benissen, Klal Yisrael was Nigal from Mitrayim. So that's Bekreo Li, Bachamisha also. Kosef, what does Kosef mean? Elu tzadikim. Kosef goes on tzadikim. Chaynu oimer trera kesaf lokach biyodai. Let us see Rashi. Vekreo li HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer konisi li Yisrael. I acquired Klal Yisrael. B'tesvov b'nissen b'shvil ha-tzadikim. This is Amir de Kazakh. That Rashi is saying shot in the Pasuk that it seems Klal Yisrael mitzat klal alusoi would not be zeiche to be knuyim to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But since there are tzadikim in Klal Yisrael, so the Bishvil, that's what Rashi says, Bishvil ha-tzadikim, since because of the tzadikim that existed in Klal Yisrael, so the Rabbeinu Shalom, since they're a chelik of the Klal, so the Rabbeinu Shalom acquired them because of the tzadikim. I mean, we find such a concept, Avraham Avinu was mespalel on tzadikim, Im yesh chamishim tzadikim b'soicha yir. So it seems that if there are tzadikim b'soicha yir, the Rabbi Nishloel will be matzal the yir. My chavrusa, Rabbi Yenekenta, wanted to be medame the Mesilas Yeshorim and Seif Perik Yotes. He's speaking about Mishkal HaChassidus, he's speaking about the union of Chassidus. He says, V'hine roi l'chol chosid, she is kaven b'maisav l'tayvas doiroi kuloi. That his maisim should help the completer, l'zakei soisam, b'mezate v'de l'hogin aleyim, and then later says we spanel out doiroi lechaper al mishet zorich kapore ulolamei teneguli al ader kuloi ve'elu heim haroyim ha'amitiyim ve'oimdim tamid beperet lispanel aleyim levatel gzeres koshes liftoyach aleyim sharei brochet. So al koponim we see from the Mesilas Yeshorim that the existence of the doer comes about through the tzaddikei doer, the chassidei doer. So here Rashi seems to say the same thing. That's what Klal Yisrael was zeiche to be nigal, tezvov benissim was bishvil tzaddikim. So that's what it says, vekreo li bachamisha oso, kosef is going on the tzaddikim. They're pure, like pure silver. Now let us see Rashi further, that the Moses Vekreos are lotion of Kenyan, קריסי לי קניסי גנמרינם בפרקם הדסויתם ליעקב זוב נמי זוב ליעקב הבינו acquired the חלק of the race of hand is the Morris HaMachpelah. And the Gemara says, how do you know that Kosef is Tzadikim? So the Gemara says, because there's another Pasuk, Tzrera Kosef Lokach B'yodai. So how do you know that this is going on Tzadikim? So Rashi says, Bechelek Mefashin Alei B'Tzadikim. The Gemara, Mesechta Sanhedrin, says this Pasuk, that he took the Tzrera Kosef is speaking about Tzadikim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains the Pasuk, the previous pasuk in Mishlei, the Shulchu Lei Amon Amoyev Le Nebuchadnezzar. Amon Amoyev sent to Nebuchadnezzar Harosha Kedishamu Le Nebiyim Dinis Abu Bechubona. They heard the Nebiyim on this Abbe, this Nabe, that the Beis Hamikdash should become Choret. So they told him, so Achavinu, so they told Nebuchadnezzar, they wanted to be Moed at him, he should be Machav, the Bayit. Sholach Lohu, here we see what Nebuchadnezzar Rosh was like, Mistafina Melakoin, he didn't want to do such a thing, he was afraid of the Rabbeinu Shleila. Sholchu Lei, but they were persistent. He left already. He's not there anymore. He left. Sholach lohu, so he sent him back. But he'll come back. He's close. He'll come. I'll come there. He'll be there also. And I'm scared of him. He went far away. He's not there. Don't worry. But when you come there, he won't be there. Sholach lohu, ike tzadiki the boy rachme, go to Mansham is not there, but the tzadikim, so the Nebuchadnezzar was scared of the tzadikim. Sholchu lei, so they sent him, tzrer ha-kesef lokach b'yodai tzadikim shevem heimisam. He killed the tzadikim already, the tzadikim are by him, tzrer ha-kesef lokach b'yodai. There was with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, there's no more tzadikim, Boilam Hazeh, he took the tzadikim, so we see clearly that Kesef is going on tzadikim. So that's the beginning of the pasuk. That's how we translate this pasuk. This pasuk in Hosea, that Rabbeinu Shlom acquired Klal Yisrael, Hamishos of Benissen, in the schus of the tzadikim that were existent then. Now the Gemara continues. It says in the Pasuk, Chaymer Sa'irem B'Leisach Sa'irem. There's a Chaymer of Sa'irem and a Leisach of Sa'irem. A Chaymer is 30 Sa'ir. A Leisach is 15 Sa'ir. Eilu memhei tzadikim, so this altogether there's 45. Sha'ilam miskayim b'hem, the oilam exists in their tchus. Very interesting that we compare the tzadikim to sa'irim. So the Ben Yoda says, Sairim, the Gemara says, the Mesechus Tzochim is a machal behemoth. And that is the shvach of these tzadikim, these men are tzadikim. We hear a Gemara before, Odom a behemoth, Teshia Hashem, Eilu b'nei Odom, Shem Ahumim b'das, Mesimim Atzmam, ke behemoth. They're going to mevatel themselves to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. They don't think their own cheshbonis. They're going to Odom or Behemet, Abachina ban Odom. They mevatel themselves and going to Tarotan Hashem. So we're talking about 45 tzadikim, I'm sorry. Eilu meme tzadikim shoylam miskaimba. And it seems that the posik divides them, 30 and 15. שבין ידיהם שלושים כאן ותסבו בארץ ישראל, ושלושים בארץ ישראל ותסבו כאן. שאימא, מאז זה פוסק את זכריה, ואיכו שלושים כסף, ואשלך איסוי בית השם אל היוצר, למין זויצר, אבי אימא שלושים בארץ ישראל ותסבו כאן. What does Rashi say? Chaymer shloishim soim, leisech kazbov soim, kan bebovo. Yeah, so it comes out there are the 30 tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael and 15 bebovo. It's lower. Omer Abaye, v'rubayu mishtakri bebeknishte de tusi yavte. What does Rashi say? V'rubayu de tzadiki d'Eretz Yisrael after Yitzir. Yitzir is like a small shed or a hut. And underneath this is a Beis HaKnesses. There it's a mokim shofel. The Ben Yoda says we're talking about Tzadikim that ha'olam kayim b'shvilam. So the Ben Yoda says, "Bal tachshoy shetorshi kulam min ha'yiduim amufosomim shebedoyim." But these tzadikim are from the yidum and mufosomim. Elu'ubim heim ma'isam she'inam yiduim. Most of these tzadikim are not yidua. If you want to search for these 30 tzaddikim, so don't look in the Mizrach Man, so you won't find them there. Timtzeim, Bo'isam, Hashveilim, Ayoshmim, Bebeis HaKnesses, Tachas, Hayitziye, Sheinam, Chshuvim, Nichbodim, Kolkach, Be'enei, Habriyiz. If you forget, people aren't Mechabadim, they're the Anoshim, Shutim. These are the Lamed Tzadikim. Loiv of them are the Lamed Tzadikim. You won't find them. They're not Mefusomim. They're not Yiduim. But Rashi says, Amor de Kezach. Rashi says, V'rubayu de Tzadike de Eretz Yisrael. Amor de Kezach, Rashi says over here. That means if Rashi would have not said anything, so say the count is 45 tzaddikim, that the Olam is Miskayim, 30 in Eretz Yisrael, 15 in Bavel, and the life of these tzaddikim, we don't know who they are. You won't find them in the headlines, and I'm a Muslim, fine. Rashi says, Rubayu the tzaddiki the Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, the tzaddikim, then you won't know. The Bavel, the tzaddiki, by his face, you know about them, they're Mufasamim, the Merdikazach. So I thought, there's a Psagmor in Masechtas Tainis, that Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says something very interesting. Omalei Rav Zrike le Rav Safre, Toch Hazi Ma Bein Tekife Da Aredi Yisrael Lachtide De Bobo. I want to show you the difference between the Tekifim of Eretz Yisrael and the Chassidim of Bobo. Chassidi de Bovel, ki have mitztarech alme lemitre, Mar says who they were, Omri nifneif adodi. So there were two Ameroim, with the Chassidi de Bovel, so they said, no, we need rain, so we have to make a sifra, kinesis, yeimatfile, so nifneif adodi. So that means they said we'll come together. It means these two Hasidim. And they'll call other people also. And they'll daven and there was a pilsam, Nichne Vadodi. That means we're going to go. The rabbim, Philos rabbim, will be. The Rabbi Shem will listen to the tefillah. The Tekifi, the Aradi Israel, I think that was Rabbi Yoine. So it was very interesting. When the Olam needed rain, so he went and he told his wife, he took out a sack, and he said, I'm going to buy tour. Sure, it's not raining, you're going to buy tour. Right? So he's going out to buy tour. Then he went, after he went out of the house, he went into a mokim shofel moid, to a boir. He put on the sack on himself, there's an inyan of levisha sack, an inui, that a person is wearing a sack. He was mispalo, alone. No one, well, his wife didn't know about it. It started raining. Then later he came back home with an empty sack. He told his wife, you know, I decided I wanted to go and buy tvur, but I saw it's raining already, so eventually it'll be tvur, so why should I buy now? The prices are high, so I brought back the sack. So the Gemara says, so the Ben Yehuda in Taina says, pshat that Gemara, that was the difference of Chassidi the Bobo and Takifi the Arad of Yisrael. Chassidi the Bobo, they wanted to do something, it was done by Knufia, everyone knew about it, And in Takiva Darad Yisrael, there's one person that he was matzni afilo from his wife. Afilo his wife didn't know what he was doing. So somehow it could be, that's what Rashi is saying over here also. V'rubayu di tzadiki Darad Yisrael. My story is tzadikim of Bovel. I mean, could be, I think they say over from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he told us, Talmidim, we can't be Nistolim. There's a kufa for a tzaddik Nistol, but now the deir is machayev that you have to become a fulsome to the, to be matrix to the, manik to the. Al kaponim could be in Eretz Yisrael, it's shayach to be tzaddikim Nistolim, but in Bavel, Vaistois, there's no such thing. Rabbi Stoy said they needed mufosamim. The matter they needed mufosamim, so you wouldn't find them in the basic nesses. The back nishta the to see after the bubble the ketzadikim. Vahainu dechsiv. Now the Gemara brings another pasuk. Vayim aleihem. Now this is a very difficult Gemara. So now this pasuk is a pasuk in Zechariah. The Rebbeinu Yisrael says, "Vayim aleihem." He told them, "Misoilam, im toiv veinechem hovu schori. Give me back the schar. Vimloi chadolu, ayishkelu es schori shloishim kesef." In Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Eilu Shloishim Tzadikei Umei So'ilam, She'umei So'ilam Miskaimim Aleihem. Now what is this talking about? Vo'imar Aleihem. So Rashi says, B'nevuas Schar Yiksiv, Gabi Oivde Kechom, this is talking about Umei So'ilam. Ve'ekach Es Makoli Es Noya. It seems before the Rabbeinu Shalom was manig Umesoilam, the Neimis, it was an Hogge, Neime, everything went. The Nachas, no Peronius. The Rabbi Nishom says, that's going to stop. Vekach es makli es noim, vagadeya oisoi, lohofir es berisi es shekarati es kola amin. I want to, this is going to be finished. I'm going to be made for the bris, and there'll be a new anhoge of Makul Chayvlem, Peronius. Havu schori, hachziru li es ha-tzadikim, sheyisim mekablem aleihem schar. Give me back the tzadikim. That means, till now, the tzadikim, you were deriving schar, because of these 30 tzaddikim, give back these tzaddikim. Then it says, Ve'ekach eshloishim ha-kesef, v'nikpu oisom tzaddikim l'doiris v'yisrael. So it seems from Rashi, ויודאי מאלו שלושים צדיקי אומייס אוילם, שאומייס אוילם מסקיימים עליהם, That's the pasuk Ekcha Shloishim HaKesev Ashlacha Yisrael is going on these 30 tzaddikim. So it seems these 30 tzaddikim were tzaddikei Yisrael that for some reason the Umas Olam were Niskayim al Yodam. The Rebbein Shem said, no, these tzaddikim v'nikvo oisam tzaddikim l'dayres b'Yisrael. There'll be now Klai so will derive benefit from them, and not Umay Soilam. So we have some sort of a limud that Klai Yisrael is Miskayim on 45 tzaddikim, and Umay Soilam on 30 tzaddikim. Ula Omar Eilu Shloishim Mitzvahs Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noyach. The 30 mitzvahs that they were makabel, and they, and their zchus hakiyum was the zchus of these 30 mitzvahs. Vein mekayimim ela shloisha. They're makabel to do 30, and they only do 3. Let's see what Rashi says. El beis Hashem beretz Yisrael shloisha mitzvahs. Loinisparshu. I don't know what these shloishim mitzvahs are. Mahochu de kayalaf. Here it says they were mekabel shloishim mitzvahs, and it seems they would be mekayim the shloishim mitzvahs, so they would be zoiche to an hoga of a makel noya. But since they only were mekayim 3 of the shloishim mitzvahs, so that's why the Ekra Shloishim HaKesef, because they're not Mekayim it. They're only Mekayim 3. What are the 3 that Mekayim? Achaz Shein Koismin Ksuba L'schol. They don't write a Ksuba for Mishkev Zochel. So Rashi says, Shenkaisun Ksubilazoch Chorim, the Afal P Shechshudim Lemishkav Zocho, Umiyachdim Lem Zocho Letashmisham, that they do, Ober Einoigim Kalas Roish Bemitzvah Zu Kol Kach Shiyichtabu Lehem Ksubis. That they should write a Ksubis. Now so the Maral explains this a little bit. He says there's different Sugi Chatoim. There's Chetei Haguf, which is Gilei Aroyes, and Mishkev Zochor is Zatayeva, is Gochomo. That they're also Nifshulam, they're Nifshulam the Mishkev Zochor, but Aksuba means to ensure that this union will continue. That's the union of Aksuba, it's an insurance that to make sure, because if there'll be a period in this union, the one has to give money to the other. So Mamela, this chutzpah of saying that Mishkev Zochor is a necessity in the kiyum in Fakir, they're ensuring that this should remain. Avzei vayit, they don't go. So this would be the extreme yiride nashchose that they don't do. Va'achas she'ein shoytlin bosar hameit v'makoylin. So Rashi has 2 pshotim. The Maral is mabaya 1 pshat. Bosar hameit shalodo. V'makoylin be'itlis she'ein oichlin oisoi in the market v'fares yekol kach. So the Maral explains, there's another chet. There's a chet of mammon. He says something very interesting. He says, the Gemara says in the Sefer Shibomis, Toshe oinshon shal mishkolois, ka oinshon shal arayis. The Gemara in Shibomis, because here it says teyeva, here it says teyeva. So it's like a reis. So he says the ancient shall. So for some reason, if a person is matter the mishkol, so it's a shekel chazach. That ancient shall meet this ancient it's a double kashim yoy, a double chamam yoy. So the Maral says, so what is pshat? That I'm selling someone a pound of meat. The tongue is a pound, but really it's a half a pound. So I'm selling him a half a pound for a pound. So that's onshin shalmidis, which in mumin is a double chamam yoy. So he says, if he's asking me for a steak, and I give him meat of a mace, the Odom Shemes, so I'm not giving him what he's paying for. He's paying for a steak for other Bahim, and I'm giving him meat from a Odom Ames, that's also Bano. So that's equivalent to the Einish of Midas of Mishkolis, which would be very, very chomor. That they don't do. The Makoilin, the Hitlers. Now Rashi says another pshat, which is very difficult to understand. Ani shemati basar emes basar beim shemes amatma, which is an avela. So you have to understand. I mean, the pasuk says what you do with an avela. The gersha b'sherechet t'nena b'chol imachol enochri. So that's for yitzel, and they don't sell it for tahesia. Understand, claw. But the godless of this Indian is. And the third thing, Shemachabdinis HaTayre. The Machabdinis HaTayre. So, from the article, I've been down from a Jewish from Ramayshan, Chelet Talon Yerodeya, so down here, that Ramayshan says, Shemachabdinis HaTayre, that when the Umis HaElam want to bring a raya to their religions, so they bring a raya from the psukim. So the raya is krum. But al kaponim, the machshiv the Torah that they bring a raya from the Torah, that's machabdinas a Torah. So the Gemara weiter. Now we're finished the Agadite. Now we'll start learning the Pinyonim of Gida Noshe. We heard in the Mishnah, Ve'enoi Noyig Boiv, that Gida Noshe is not Noyig Boiv. Like the Gemara, Vok Chazin in the Islai. What do you mean? An Oif also has a Gida Noshe. So the Gemara says, Islai, that's true, he has a Gida Noshe, for Loi Ogil, the Mokim, Hayerech, kaf hayerech, the gid al kaf hayerech. So the gid is on a kaf. Kaf is a round. It's the etzem hayerech is mesuviv with boso. That's doyme le kaf. That's round. So the gid al kaf hayerech. So there's to be a gid al kaf hayerech. An oif has a yerech. There's a gid on the besar hayerech, but it's not a kaf. It's smooth. It's not round. The pulke, the drumstick of a noif, that's on the shoik. That's not the yerech. It's like a round. But we need the gid has to be al kaf hayerech, and on the yerech there's no kaf. It's flat. The Trashi, the Islay, Kaf, Bosso, Svivis, Akuyas, Al Yoine, Abavaloy, Ogala, Bosso, Svivis, Atom, it has also, it has Bosso, it has a Gid, and it has Bosso, and the Yerech, Abavaloy, Ogala, Bosso, Svivis, Atom, but the Bosso is not round. This is the Boisei Mokim,
it can I get the Beisarechem, there's the when it's she's a ktane, the kaf is gavoya, and later as she becomes nizgadol, it flattens out. Akaponim kaf means boso ogul. From a mela by oifais, there's no isa gida nosha because there's no gid al kaf ayerech. Boy Rabbi Yirmiye, so now this is a more interesting gemara. Boy Rabbi Yirmiye, Islay la'oif va'ogul. What if an oif is, we found a phenomenon, we found an oif with a round calf. There's a gid on a round calf. Or Islay la'behema v'lo'yogul. Or you find a behema, we have a gid on osha that's al calf ayerech. But it's not the ogul. My bosor di deos linen, by bosor mineos linen. Take it. So the more close are shayla. The more the kishayla. Do you look at each nivra bazunda? So memela, you have an oif that's ogul. So that's a git and no shal kafayer. That has all the tenoyim. For an osa de kegida nosha. Or by a behime, if it's not a gida nosha al kafa yoch, if you have a behime, you look at the mean. There has to be a mean that has a kafa yoch. This is a noisam, this is an exception. The mean of oifis, the mean is it does not have a kaf. So mameilus of my oifis, it's always muta, even though this oif personally has a kaf. And the same thing will be also by a behemoth that doesn't have an ogle to kick out because the mean is an ogle to kick out. Teiku. So the Gemara blives by a teiku. So the Rashba says, so what's a teiku? So we don't know. So come out. We'll go lechumra both ways. That if you have an oif with an ogle to kick out, will be also. You have a behemoth without an ogle to kick off, will also be also. The chumri go bosa the mean and bosa the nivra. He brings down the Rashba, the Ritva, they bring down Akasha. So here, there's a very, the Gemara clears a shayla. The Torah said, Aloche, Gida Nosha al Kafa Yorech. Do you go boso the mean? Do you go boso the nivra? By tefillin, it says, oil chalois al yodcha, and then the din is that an ito puts it on his right hand. So there by tefillin it seems you don't go boso. I mean, right people, the right people, their left hand is the Yatkaya, and look at each person, Bazunda. So, man is tana, tzulan, megida nosh. That's what the Rishonim meant. So they say, because there's a Bazundra din, there it says Yatkaya. My Chavusa tainted that it could be, the Teretz says Mo Amuk. The Pasuk says Yod Cho. Your hand, that's the Kri, Yodcha, and the Ksiv is Yadkeya. But it's Yodcha, so there the Pasuk says clearly, your Yadkeya, that's what it says. So, when you ask me the question, the mean, by an Ita, the Yad Yamin will be, that's his Yad Yamin, that's his Yadkeya, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, so there's nothing more to talk about. Yodcha, your Yadkeya. But then they declare a shayla, what'll be the din? By chalitza. By chalitza, the din is also need regu yamin. Learn that from the tzorem. There it says, you need regu yamin. What'll be a din by an ita regu? Will you make chalitza on his left foot or on his right foot? there you need you don't have a gili, so does it mean you go boss of the mean or you go boss of the nivra? Others say it's a good chayla. Fully in the sophic of Agamore. Some emailers, if you want to make chalitza, you have to take off both feet. You have to make a chalitza from an ala of both feet. That's what others say. And others say, to bring down the Rashi and Bechoyres, Amuyim Tekar Rashi. Rashi says that an iter is possible avoid it. Rashi says, because he doesn't have a Yad Yamin, Amir de Karashi. Rashi says that his good, his left hand is his true, but that's, he doesn't have a Yad Yamin. He uses his left hand. Avoid has to be the Yamin. He doesn't have a Yad Yamin. Doesn't have a Yad Yamin. So Memele, so Rashi said, Amir de Kazakh. So, wherever you need Yamin, an Ito doesn't have a Yamin. He doesn't have, the right one is, it doesn't have the characteristics of a Yamin. The left one is not a Yamin. So it doesn't have a Yamin, finished. Doesn't have a Yamin. So they say, so come up by Chalitza, he doesn't have a Yamin. He doesn't have a Yamin. So fine. So the din is that it's, that's, you can't make chalitza, period. I couldn't talk, you can't make chalitza. Just one more second. So they bring down Akasha. According to this Rashi says that an Itter doesn't have a Yamin. That's the reason why, an Itter can't do the Avoda. So they ask Akasha, the din is that you do avoid the bismail, it's mechalol davoide. It seems by a nita, it's not mechalol davoide. So if you need avoide be yamin, he doesn't have a yamin, so it should be mechalol davoide. This kasha that they bring down for the sameach, Karen Eirov. According to this Rashi says that a nita doesn't have a yamin, so. So it's mavua, but if Anita does the avoid, it's b'dievet, it's kosher. So l'chayre should be possible. Avoid the b'smeil is possible. So they bring down a teretz that is two dinim. There's a mitzvah should be yamin. He doesn't have a yamin, but a smeil. It's not called avoid the b'smeil. Smeil it's also not the mile from yamin. It doesn't have. Because his left hand is not a yamin. But his left hand is not a smile also. Because so it's not called avoid the smile. It's a felt in yamin. But it's not smile. Let us go further. Let's look at the Mishnah for 1 minute. The Mishnah says, and Daf Pei Tesamid Beis, V'noyeg B'Sholol. So it's talking about Agida Noshe. So the Tanakama holds that Agida Noshe is Noyeg B'Sholol, but by a Nubo. Rabbi Yudah Omer ain't Noyeg B'Sholol. It's not Noyeg by a Nubo. Then it says further, V'chel Boy Mutter. Now let us what Rashi says. Rashi says, "V'noyeg b'sholu ben tisha chai animtza bebeime." If you find a ben tisha, is it noyeg? That means that you shechted the aim. Is the gid of the uber also ben tisha chai animtza bebeime? V'chel b'sholu muta. Now, just to try to learn pshat in the Mishnah, we'll see the Gemara Lamaisa says such a mahalach. We hear a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda if the shchitas ha'eim of a ben tes is matar the uber. Rav Meir holds a ben tes already is is an entity b'fnei atzma, is not a nitpal to the aim. So the shchitas ha'aim will not help for a ben tes. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that kol zman, it's a form of an uber, even though it's a ben tes, so it's bottle to the aim. So the shchitas ha'aim will help. So that's one machloikis. Well, the shchita help, according to Rameya, you shech the aim, you take out the uber, you have to shech the uber now. It's not a ben tkua, the shchitas ha'aim will not help for the uber. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the shchitas ha'aim helps, one thing. Now there's another thing, will the gid be mutter if you shech the aim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a heta kol b'beima techelu, there's a heta kol b'beima. Whatever's in the behemoth, techelu. She's allowed to eat the gid. According to Rameya, the kolba behemoth techelu is only speaking about a nubar ben ches, not a ben tes. So the gid is also. So lochayre, that's poshe pshat in the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah says, we're talking about gid, v'noyeg b'sholu, so the Tanakam is Rameya. He holds that if you shechted the aim, the gid is also. And Rabbi Yudah Aimer, ain't noyeg b'sholu. Rabbi Yudah holds that it's not noyeg with an uba. And now the Mishnah says, v'chelboy mutter, the chelov is mutter. This is very unclear what we're speaking about. Let us see our Gemara. Zogt der Gemara, v'noyeg b'sholo, Omar Shmuel, v'chel boi muta ledivrei hakel. He says, now what the Mishnah says is a machloikis, if the gid of the gid is also, it's a machloikis chameir and Rabbi Yehuda, v'chel boi muta ledivrei hakel. So the Gemara says, so that's what Shmuel says, v'chel boi muta ledivrei hakel. Like the Gemara, chelboy demai. What chelov are we speaking about? Ilema de shalom. If you say we're speaking about the chelov of a shalom, that means you shechted the aim. Now the chelov of the uber is that become mutter. And that Shmuel is saying, everyone agrees it's mutter. Like the Gemara, bo miflak pligi bei, there's a machloikis. This Anya, we learned a Baraisa, Noyeg Bishlil. The Baraisa speaks about an Uber, and Gidanoshe is Noyeg by an Uber. V'chelboy Osa Divrei Rabbi Meir. So here it says clearly that according to Rameya, that an Uber, so the Gid is Osa, and who are then the Chelov is Osa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einei Noyeg B'Sholom. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Noyeg B'Sholom. There's no Isagit. V'chel Boi Muta. But Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Shaye, Machloikis B'Ben Tishachai. This Baraisa. The way you have a Machloikis, if the Gid is also by the Sholom, by the Uber, if the Chelev is also. So Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shai said, Machlekes is beben tishachai. It's not beben tishachai. V'holach ha-meir l'shitosai, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosai. That Rameya holds that an uber, a ben tishachai is an entity b'fnei atzmai. And therefore, it's an entity b'fnei atzmai, and therefore it is not nitter b'shchita sa'im. She don't have a heter of kol b'beima teichelu. So therefore, Rameya holds that the gid is also, the chelov is also. Rabbi Yehuda l'shita say, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the aben tes chai is nitpal to the aim. So the shchita sa'im is matter. So just like the shchita sa'im is matter the uber, it's also matter the gid and the chelov. Of kol b'beima teichelu. So we hear here clearly there's a machlekes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that the chelev of an uber, a ben teschai, is totally in the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. And here Shmuel said, V'chel by muta l'divra yakel. So if it's speaking, what, chel by the mai, but if you'll say it's speaking about the chelav of a nubo, so it's not true. It's telling the machlokes chameh Rabbi Yehuda. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Omar Shmuel v'chel by muta d'ktoni masnis n'divra yakeli. Now, everyone knows the chelav is muta. So the Gemara says, we hear a machlokes, a baraisa, noig b'shlil v'chel boi, shol shlil oso, v'ben ti shechai, shechai, v'omad lofaneinu m'shenishchato v'nikrois imoi, v'nikro imoi, so, what pshat n'shmu? Oh, l'shito soi, v'omad b'perik b'hema m'kashe, Torn Shchita, that's the goal of Shchita, the Machloikis. By Chelev and Gid, the goal of Shchita. So, if you need Shchita on the Uba, don't be prepared by him and Makash, Torn Shchita. Rab Meir holds that a Ben Tes Chai needs Shchita, but he didn't let me stream a Shchita Simoi. Lav Sholil Huda Likri Be Kolba Beima Tei Chelu. So the Heter of Kolba Beima does not apply. Vafilu chelboi begitoi is also also. So it can't be, so we have a kashan Shmuel. Shmuel said everyone agrees that the chelav is mutter. Which chelav is he speaking about? Is he speaking about the chelav of a shlil, the machlekes, a mayor of Yehuda? Ve'elo chelboi begit. We're talking about a different chaylev. The chaylev, there is chaylev surrounding the gid. And that's what Shmuel says. We're not talking about a nubar anymore. We're talking about there is chaylev that surrounds the gid. And let's just give a little akdama. This chaylev is zicha not, in hilchis chaylev, it's not chaylev. Because it's shuman, it doesn't have the characteristics of chaylev, but it's yainik from the git, chel by the git. So now, does it get to din git or not? That's what Shmuel said. Everyone agrees that the chaylev that surrounds the git is muta. But the Gemara or Mitzlik Bligibot, there's a machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. What din the chaylev of the gid has? The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, gid anoshe mechateit achov b'chomokim shehu. That the gid anoshe will, as we will see, the gid anoshe, there's one chaylek of the gid that is begoli over the kafa yorech. But then it branches out and it goes into the bosa. So the Tanakama, which we'll see is Rameya, Gid Anoshe Machatit Achav B'chol Mokim Shu. You have to go and search for the Gid. That what is Nivlan the bosa, you have to take this out. Number one. So he holds the Gid with all that with branches into the bosa is also. Also V'chaytech Shmonai Shumnoi Meikoroi. And all the shuman that is surrounding the gid and that what branches out from the gid, so the shuman, he also has to be oike from the shayrish. That means not only the exposed shuman, but the shuman that goes together with the gid. Divra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Goyme Moi Ima Shayfe. Rabbi Yehuda says, you cut off the chaylev and the gid, which is on top of the yerech. Daimeme means you cut off. Ima shayfe means with the chaylev, which is on the calf. That means it seems there's shumen, which is between the calf and the gid. He takes that off, but the rest of the chaylev is mutter. So, bekitzer, we see this amachloikes. First of all, Shmuel said the chaylev is mutter. And if it's speaking about, well, not first of all, it's amay speaking about chaylev by the shlil, then the one said, no, chaylev by the shlil is amachloikes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The one said, no, talking about chaylev by the gid. So the Gemara says, there's also machloikis. He says, everyone knows it's mutter. Here we have a machloikis. Rameya says clearly, v'chaytach shumnoi meikore, or the whole shumen, you mechatet, and chaytach shumnoi meikore. And Rabbi Yehuda says, goyim amayim ha-shoifi, look upon him, it's not mutter. So what's pshat in Shmu? So the Gemara says, La'olam chel by the git. We're speaking about chel by the git. That what Shmuel said, everyone holds that chel by the git is mutter. That everyone holds chel of his mutter, that's chel by the git. Umay de Shmuel. Lamei mi de Rabbanan also. That means Shmuel is speaking about Minat Torah. That's what Shmuel said. That minat Torah, the chaylev of, it's not chaylev, this is the chaylev, it's not chel by the gid minat Torah is mut according to everyone. It's only also with the rabbono. So Shmuel meant minat Torah, everyone knows it's mut. Umay the Shmuel, the l'ramei mit the rabbono nosa. Shmuel holds mit the rabbono, and it's also the chel by the gid. The sanya, we learned to the baraisa, v'shumnoi muta. The Shuman is Mutter, Minatayr. Vishrael, Kedoshim, Noga, Baisa. My love, Rameyri. So it's going according to Ramey. So we see, Faker, that's what Shmuel meant. Shmuel meant Minatayr is Mutter. And we see Abaraisa, Shumne Mutter. Yisrael, Kedoshim, Noga, Baisa. So that means, Midrabon, Ramezosa. So Faker, so Shmuel was speaking about Minatayr. And that what it says over here in this baraisa, you found the baraisa gida nosh mechatet alchom mokim shemachaytach shumnoi meikoroi. That's midrabonim, and that's this baraisa shumnei muta. So kedoy shem noga bayisa. So shalom al yisro. So the Gemara says mimai. How do you know that this baraisa is going according to Rameya? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe this price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avol Rameya midaraisa namiyos. So you can't bring a raya to Shmuel. You're just telling me now that Shmuel holds that the git is also, the chaylev of the git is mutter minatayr. It's also midaraban, only midarameya. And Shmuel is talking about minatayr. And you're bringing a raya from this price, because this price says shumnei mutter, and no gavoyisa. Shmuel says no. Maybe, according to Rameya, so you don't have a raya from the Baraisa. It could be according to Rameya, it's also Minat Torah. So you don't have a raya to Shmuel. This Baraisa that says, Shumnei Mutter, Bisrol, Kedosh, and Nogabis, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tumor says, Lois Al-Kedaitach. No. The Sanya we learned, Gida Noshe, Mechatet Achav, Bechomokim Shu. The Gida Noshe, you search for it. That means the Chelik that's Nivla in the basal, you have to take it out. Ushmona imuta, and the shuman is muta. Man shamat lay disle chatit. Who is the tana that holds that you have to be chaitet to git? Rameya. Vekoma shmona imuta. So that's pshat in Shmuel. So here it says the shuman is muta. We have a previous paraisa that says, that v'chaytar shmonei mikorei. This is the town that Rameh holds as the din mechatech. So kocho bat shmu min ha-teire, shmonei is muta, in rabbonon shmonei is also. Let us see Rashi. Elochel by the gid shokol b'hei mekoma, not by shlu, Thomas Nisa muki lei shmu kedivrei hak. I mean, all chel by the gid is muta. Mikorei, so most of it is not true. Rameya holds mikol mokim shun nivla v'nishrash bebosa. You dig it out. Goyim amoyim ha-shoifi. So Rashi says, ach chelev agavoya v'nira al ha-shoifi. Shoifi is the cup. Now there is chelev on top of the calf, that's mafred between the calf and the gid. Hachelev agaboy v'nir ala shoyfi, goy memoy, you cut it away, umashlichem neymar esayim, shlo yero koichol gid. Since this is attached to the gid, so it looks like eating gid. Avol ikre v'sharoshe shor shuman v'shor gid mutorem. But the shoyrish of the gid and the shuman is mutter. You cut it when it's the same level of the shayfi. That means you cut away the fat together with the git. The git is also minatar, and the fat is also marasai. Loilam chelbi the git kama shmud v'hakal muta meidi shmud avagav the minatar muta kosra la baby to kosra meim in rabon. My love ramei rimidiktonu nogu bayis dil rabbi Yehuda afilu min hogeleke. קוראים את רב יהודה צמוץ על הגמרי, וכמה רמי, דמות מדרעי, זה כשמו. חתיך על הרמי הוא דשמין אלי לאו.